There's a famous saying that in a democracy, decisions are made by those who show up. But only one person showed up to speak at the first hearing last week. County residents will have a chance to show up at a public hearing Tuesday at 6 p.m. at the Mid-Ohio Food Bank in Grove City. A third hearing is scheduled for September 24th at 9 a.m. at the County Commissioner's Hearing Room on the 26th floor of the County Government Center on South High Street. Residents can also email their thoughts to commissioners@franklincountyohio.gov. The county currently collects 0.75 cents for every dollar spent on taxable items, half the amount allowed by state law. County officials are considering an increase of either 0.25 or 0.5 cents. This would be on top of a state sales tax increase in the new budget. County commissioners say the increase would help offset $41 million in state and federal cuts over the past few years, as well as fund a new $150 million jail and a new $50 million morgue. The increase would also raise money for a new economic development fund, which would provide training grants to help attract businesses and support community improvement projects like replacing Veterans Memorial Hall and redeveloping the Scioto Peninsula. Commissioners say the county has had to draw from its cash reserves to maintain services, and if that continues, the county risks losing its AAA credit rating. A 0.25 cent increase would cost a family making $50,000 a year $28 more. The county has already had to cut support to nonprofit organizations, left jobs unfilled, and raised fees and employee health care costs. By law, commissioners may enact a tax increase without voter approval. They plan to vote on the issue at the end of the month. An increase could be problematic for the 9 mil Columbus Schools levy and the city's $842 million bond package on the November ballot. A source tells WCBE Columbus Mayor Michael Coleman wanted commissioners to delay the sales tax hike until after the elections, fearing it will make voters reluctant to support the levy and the bond issue. I'm Jim Letizia, WCBE News.